Marrying Off Mother and Other Stories by Gerald Darrell, read by Elliot Chapman. Bride, a woman with a fine prospect of happiness behind her. Ambrose Bierce, The Devil's Dictionary. A word in advance. All of these stories are true, or, to be strictly accurate, some are true, some have a kernel of truth, and a shell of embroidery. Some were my own experiences, others were told to me, and I appropriated them for my own purposes, which bears out the saying, never talk to an author if you don't want to appear in print. Which of these stories is true, and which is semi-true, I have, of course, not the slightest intention of telling you, but I hope this will not detract from your enjoyment of them. Gerald Durrell. Esmeralda. Of all the many regions in La Belle France, there is one whose very name adds a lustrous glitter to the eye of a gourmet, a flush of anticipation to his cheeks that drenches his taste buds with anticipatory saliva. That is the euphonious name of Périgord. Here the chestnuts and walnuts are of prodigious size. Here the wild strawberries are as heavily scented as a courtesan's boudoir. Here the apples, the pears, and the plums have sublime juices captured in their skins. Here the flesh of the chicken, duckling, and pigeon is firm and white. Here the butter is as yellow as sunshine, and the cream on top of the churns is thick enough to balance a full glass of wine upon. As well as all these riches, Périgord has one supreme prize that lurks beneath the loamy soil of her oak woods, the truffle, the troglodyte fungus that lives beneath the surface of the forest floor, black as a witch's cat, delicious as all the perfumes of Arabia. In this delectable part of the world, I had found a small and charming village and had put up at the tiny local hostelry called Les Trois Pigeons. Here, mine host, Jean Pétion, was a jovial fellow whose face had been turned by wine to the russet colour of a pippin. At this period in autumn, the woods were in their prime, a rich tapestry of colours from gold to bronze. Wishing to enjoy them, I got Monsieur Pétion to do me a picnic lunch and drove into the countryside. I parked the car and walked off into the forest to enjoy the panoply of colours and the strange and magical shapes of the toadstools that grow everywhere. Presently, I sat down on the sturdy carcass of an elderly oak to enjoy my lunch. Just as I had finished, there was a rustling in the dead ginger-coloured bracken, and an enormous pig appeared. She was as surprised to see me as I was to see her. We gazed at each other with interest. She weighed, I guessed, somewhere in the neighbourhood of 16 stone. She was sleekly pink, with a peach bloom of white hair and a few decorative black spots placed by nature as carefully and seductively as the dark patches that ladies in the 1600s used to adorn themselves with. She had small, golden eyes full of wisdom and mischief. Her ears drooped down each side of her face like a nun's habit, and then there, jutting out proudly, was her snout. Delicately wrinkled, the end of it looking like one of those splendid Victorian instruments you use for clearing blocked drains. Her hooves were elegant and polished, and her tail a wonderful, wind-up pink question mark, propelling her through life. She had about her an aura not as one would assume of pig, but a delicate, fragrant scent that conjured up spring meadows ablaze with flowers. I had never smelt a pig like her. I searched my mind as to where I had last encountered this magical, romantic perfume, and at last I remembered. I had got into the lift in the hotel I was staying at, and the delicious lady who was travelling downwards with me also had wafted this delectable aroma to me as the pig was doing now. I had asked the lady in the lift if she would mind vouchsafing to me the name of her exquisite perfume, and she told me it was called Joy. Now, I have had many strange experiences in life, but until then I had never been privileged to meet, in an oak forest in Périgord, a large and amiable pig wearing this particular and expensive scent. She moved slowly up to me.